Anton, give us the answer to number 3, please.
In truth, sire, me thinks the answer be 3 and 20.
What's that supposed to mean?
On my honour, sir, the answer does reveal itself thus 3 and 20.
23, that's why. Yes, that's correct.
1,000 thanks, sire. The next day in class,
Anton looks amazing. He made a suit of armor out of cardboard and painted it silver. He's even got a helmet with a visor over his face with a great big purple feather.
Anton, are you ready to present your project? Go ahead now.
My lord, ladies, knights, and squires, brave knaves and cutthroats, by the grace of God and sweated toil of men, I have pleasure in presenting you today the latest in suited of armor.
At the end of the talk,
I give you 20 or 20 for your project and presentation, Anton. Well done.
At recess. Hey, Anton, tell me more about your armor.
Forsooth, young squire, did I not give you ample explanation just now? What is there more to ask?
Come on, Anton. You don't have to keep up the silly talk all the time.
Gazooks, man, this is my mode of speech. If this does not find a way liking, then buzz off.
Can I help you pack up your armor?
Keep your plain hands away, knave, or I'll draw my sword and give you stumps on the end of the both arms.
You're just talking like that to make people go away or to make them think you're nuts, which is the same thing. Well, I think you're crazy, but it doesn't scare me off. Why won't you talk to me? After all, you were the one who rescued me from buzzard breath and brains. I didn't ask you to be a hero.
A hero? A hero? Thus don't need the command branded in fly fresh. Knave, are you a gagfly that... You are a gagfly that needs swatting. Buzz off, gagfly!
The next day in class,
Peter McNeil, you can do your project on Monday. What's your topic, Peter?
Heroes, sir.
Huh? That sounds interesting, Peter.
The next day after Peter's talk.
Don't understand, heroes. My friends, it's a great day. I have found another world who may share my quest.
What quest is that?
Why, to fill our lives with the heroic deeds, of course. That's the purpose of life. This is why breath has been puffed into our lungs, to fight demons and dragons and evil of all kind wherever we find it, to beat it back, to take our challenge no matter how difficult or dangerous. This is what life is about, stout fellow, to deal with matter and calumny and to swashbuckle. Yes, to be a swashbuckler. That is why we are alive, to fight and fight and never give in, no matter how dreadful the foe we face.
Congratulations! You're the first friend I've ever had who talked like a dictionary!
Verily, am I that difficult to understand?
No, I get the general idea.